Thanks so much for being with us on this Thursday. And joining us is WLNS TV 6 News meteorologist Eric Hostriva. And good morning, Eric. You've been with us all morning since 6 o'clock, bright and early, and I really appreciate it. And let's take a deep dive into today's flooding. So since you've been here this morning, has there been any change in the height of the rivers?
Just seeing pictures and looking at cameras around the Lansing area, it appears that we've seen a small change in the height as it continues to rise throughout the day. It's likely going to crest this afternoon and evening, and that's why we do have that flood warning. But it's going to be a slow process, so that evacuation notice that was sent out for people to get out before noon is definitely looking like a great thing to heed.
So definitely giving them plenty of time to get out.
Yes.
And get everyone situated. We know a shelter is opening at 12 o'clock as well. So plenty of time for everybody to get in place and to be safe.
Yes, correct. Yeah, you definitely do not want to take any chances with flood waters, especially with this event being one of the highest we've seen in several decades. So being that it is not going to crest until the afternoon and evening, they wanted to give themselves several hours before that actually happened to get everyone evacuated.
Okay, and we've heard the Lansing Police Chief and others talk about how a little bit of water can cause a car to lose control in floodwaters. And it's kind of hard to grasp because you think, oh, it's just a little bit of water. I can get my car through
right here.
Explain that to us.
So it doesn't take a lot of water for your car to actually start to float. And depending on the current in the floodwaters, that could move you in any which direction. When you think about it, boats, aircraft carriers, they are several tons when it comes to their weight, and they float exactly just fine out on the lakes, out on the oceans. And it would only take about a foot or two of water to actually get your own car to float. It when you compare the weight of your own car to boats and aircraft carriers, it's very minuscule. So it doesn't take a lot of water for your to actually have your car start to float and could move with the current of the water.
And we've seen some incredible pictures over these last few days. And I know my twins, they go to Fowlerville Schools, and they had no school yesterday because the back roads were washed out.
Right.
And incredible stories of buses, you know, being not stuck per se, but amazing how much water was reaching the buses.
Right. And, you know, I saw pictures sent into our Facebook page and our social media at our station, WLNS, of buses actually driving into floodwaters. And you never want to do that. Anybody that if you come across water out on the roads, you never know how high that water actually is. And you never know if the road beneath that water has actually been washed out. So you never want to take the chance, turn around, find an alternate route to where you have to go.
Okay, so we know snow melt and rain and warmer temperatures are not unheard of, but what is making this situation so different?
So those are two definitely key aspects to all the flooding that we've been seeing. We saw 2 to 4 inches of rain Monday and Tuesday, and also about an inch or a little bit higher than an inch of more of water from just the actual snow melt. But the ground around this time of the year is mainly frozen, so most of this water wasn't able to really go deep into the ground and be, you know, saturated, absorbed by the ground. So most of it actually just ran into the streets, into the sidewalks, onto the roads, and also into the area, lakes, rivers, and streams. And that's why we're seeing a heightened risk for flooding after this event.
So is this going to be a flash flooding event or just something that's kind of flows in?
So when we talk about flash flooding, that's usually a lot of rainfall or a flood that happens very, very quickly. This one is going to be more of a drawn out flood event. So it's likely going to last for another couple of days, as we're likely going to see these rivers cresting today and then starting to recede slowly as we head towards the weekend. So this is going to be more of a drawn out, pronounced flooding event rather than a flash flood event.
And again, we are talking with WLNS TV 6 News meteorologist Eric Hostriva. And Eric, we have talked about the Grand River in Lansing. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting along the Red Cedar, which is affecting Meridian Township and East Lansing, including Michigan State University?
Right. So the Red Cedar River actually has a flood stage of 7 feet. And at the moment, it is approaching 10 feet. So that's 3 feet of water that has to go somewhere. And it's going to continue to spill out on the edges of or the banks of the Red Cedar, and that's right along the lines of the MSU campus. Everything around the Red Cedar will continue to flood, as we're likely going to see a little bit more of a rise in the water levels through the day today.
And have you had a chance to compare the 1975 flood with what we're seeing now?
I have, yeah. So we were actually diving into a little bit of information yesterday as this continues to bring pronounced flooding across the area. And we're likely going to see river levels just below where they were for the 1975 flood, but it's likely going to be the second highest on record. So the flooding potential that we're seeing this week won't be too far off from what we saw in 1975.
And again, we are talking to Channel 6 meteorologist Eric Estreva. And Eric, so what is up with the potholes and the weather? How does this all play a part in the crumbling roads?
Yeah, it's definitely incredible to see how many potholes are out on the roads just after a few days of rainfall. But we usually see potholes developing and becoming larger and larger during the winter months, because as water seeps into the little cracks and nooks in the roadways, and once it starts to freeze, as we see temperatures getting below the freezing point, it actually expands and starts to crumble and crack those cracks and those holes more and more. And then you just continue that slow trend into it getting bigger and bigger as more water continues to wash out all that gravel and continues to expand as it gets frozen.
So hopefully the roads will be fixed soon, although we've...
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Exactly, right? Again, numerous potholes out there, so use some caution. We do have a lot of road closures. You can find all of those on our WKAR News Facebook page. And the flood stage for the Grand River right now, do you know what that is exactly? Or
so the flood stage, or what we're expecting the flood stage to be at, is probably going to be around 14 feet, and that's about 3 feet or so above when we start to see floodwaters making their way out of the banks and onto our roads and city streets.
Okay, and so let's talk about the forecast today, because we do have some rain in the forecast.
We do. Not today, but as we head towards tonight, and especially during the morning hours on Friday, more rain is expected. Not going to be a lot, especially compared to how much we saw both Monday and Tuesday. Some places could pick up a quarter to maybe closing in on a half of an inch of a rainfall, so it won't have any impact on our flooding potential for the rest of the week into the weekend, but after all the rain and all the flooding, probably never a good sign to see more of it falling from the sky.
Right. And how about, can we talk about when all of this will recede?
So we're going to probably start to see the floodwaters receding as we head towards this weekend, especially. Now, the river levels are expected to crest today, and then they will slowly recede through Friday and into the weekend. So by the end of the weekend into next week, that's when I believe we're going to start to see a lot more improvements compared to what we will have today and tomorrow.
So if those floodwaters don't recede for a few days, when do you think people could go back into their homes?
It honestly all just depends on how quickly the water levels start to fade away. Now, the forecast is not going to bring, again, more significant water into the area. So it will be a slow process, but I believe probably by this weekend, nearly everyone will be able to venture back into their own homes.
Okay, so no significant rain in the forecast, but how about next week? Do we dare venture into it?
Next week, it actually is not going to be too bad. We're still going to be very mild for this time of the year, and we're actually likely going to be seeing more sunshine than we will Friday or as we head towards Sunday. Now, there is another chance of some rainfall this weekend, but again, not going to be as much as we saw earlier this week.
Okay, I know we've been talking about rain and it's very important, but I do have to ask you, what about snow? Are we done with the snow?
That's always a very interesting question around this time of the year, because we all know, living in Michigan, snow is possible even as we head towards April. So I think it's a little bit too early to really put a stamp on whether we're going to be seeing any more snow or whether we're not. I think we definitely still have a possibility as we head into the month of March, but for the rest of February, it's not looking very likely. We're likely going to stay above average when it comes to our temperatures.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we have been speaking all morning long to Channel 6 meteorologist Eric Estreva. And again, Eric, thank you so much for joining us.